Hello and welcome to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. My name is Megan Moore, Executive Director here at WSPHA.
And my name is Gloria Rogers, Administrative Coordinator here at WSPHA.
This is our second season hosting this weekly legislative podcast. Last year, we learned a lot together during a short session. This season, we'll be bringing you weekly updates during the 2025 long legislative session, which means you're going to get a lot more episodes, and each one will likely be a little bit slower. So if you're new here, I consider myself a little bit more of a veteran to this work, but Gloria here is just a beginner. So we really want this podcast to make legislative policy work accessible for you, for your community, for your family. So, Gloria, how are you feeling about the upcoming session?
I'm really excited. Last year was my first year going through this process, and I was pretty nervous because I didn't know what to expect each week. So this year, I feel like I understand it better. I at least also know the terms and what they mean. But it will be my first year going through a long session. So can you tell us about what that means again?
Yeah, so in Washington State, our legislative process actually takes place over a two-year time period, which is called the biennium. So the first half of the biennium is called the long session, and it always takes place during the odd years, like this year. It takes 105 days to get through all the hurdles that a bill needs to go through. The second half of the biennium is always the even years. So you followed us through short session last year. It's all the same exact hurdles, but only 60 days.
Oh, what a relief to have the timeline just stretched out.
I know.
Can you remind us what those hurdles are called again?
Sure. Yeah, those hurdles are called cutoffs. And each year, bills need to get through certain stages by certain dates, or they will not likely move forward. So let me paint this picture for you. A bill is a set of ideas that someone, maybe you, want to change or create. So your legislator, who is voted in to represent you, takes this set of ideas and determine how the current law needs to change for this set of ideas to get passed. So it has to go through several committees, which are like smaller groups of legislators. The idea first goes through what is called a policy committee, which is kind of like a subject matter committee. If the idea is about housing, it will go to the housing committee, for example. So if it passes out of there, it will likely go to a fiscal committee. And this committee will look at how much this idea is going to cost the state. If they determine that it's a worthy investment, it will then go to the full group, either the House of Representatives or the Senate. Each member of that body will get to vote on it. After all of that, it has to repeat the exact same steps in the other body. So if it started in the House, it'll go through the whole process again in the Senate and vice versa.
Oh, wow. That's so many steps.
Right, right. So now about the cutoffs. There are cutoffs associated with all of these steps. So the first cutoff of session is called the policy cutoff, which is February 21st, like way out there, more than a month away. February 21st, what luxury.
Yeah.
If a bill hasn't made it out of its policy committee by this date, it is likely dead. So cutoffs happen all throughout session. You can find what we call the cutoff calendar on www.leg.wa.gov. We'll also put a link in the show notes.
And last year, those cutoffs happened so fast. I remember between our weekly episodes, there was one or two cutoffs.
Yeah.
But I'm happy it's a long session. Is there a reason why one year is longer than the other?
It's like you read my mind, Gloria. The reason we have a long session is because the main goal of this year is to pass the big budget.
The big budget? Didn't we budget last year?
Yes, but last year was the just fix little things budget, which is called the supplemental budget. In long sessions, legislators pass the big budget, which constitutionally requires them to pass a balanced budget over the next 4 years. So they have to project 4 years out. The big budget is actually three separate budgets, the operating budget, capital budget, and the transportation budget. And they all need to be balanced over the next 4 years.
Okay, I keep hearing about this really big hole that the state is in.
Exactly. Yes. It's all over the news. And you are not going to escape it anytime this session. Every single decision is going to be about the budget hole that we're in, which is a deficit of about $10 to $12 billion over the next 4 years.
Wow.
The other day, I heard Speaker Lori Jenkins describe this hole like this. So even if we totally closed two entire state agencies, like laid off every single employee and shut down every single program, for example, the Department of Health and the Department of Social and Human Services, if we closed both of those agencies, we would just barely crawl out of this budget hole. It is that big. So that's not actually going to happen. They're not going to do that. Those are really important agencies.
Right.
But you can just imagine how big of a problem we have coming up. Every single policy is going to be scrutinized for how much it costs this year.
Wow. Why are we in such a hole?
Well, it's a lot of things. And you probably can feel these things on your end, and the everyday people can feel these things.
Right.
We're not in a recession, which is great. The state economy is just not growing like it usually does, though. It's growing a little bit slower. So home sales are much slower than normal due to interest rates. And the state gets a lot of revenue from home sales. We also had a lot of one-time funding from COVID that's now expired. And when we spent this funding 4 years ago, we assumed that we would have the revenue to keep new programs running. But this prediction just didn't pan out. So that COVID money opened a lot of cool new things like the Medicaid expansion, more funding for schools, a huge childcare program. But our revenue hasn't kept up with that spending. So unfortunately, there are going to be wide sweeping cuts because remember I said we have a constitutional obligation to have a balanced budget. So we have to cut some things. Otherwise, it won't be balanced.
Well, way to start us off on a positive note, Megan.
So daunting, I know. But friends, this is the reality. This is the reality of what we're working with. And I want you to understand this context that we're in right now. This is why we worked so hard to get the initiatives thrown out that were on your ballot this last year. These would have created a much larger hole.
Right.
And we can work through this together. We have super smart people, both Democrats and Republicans, who are in charge of our budget. We have excellent people in leadership positions. The cuts are going to hurt, but hopefully they will cut things that aren't working, maybe, or less efficient, or maybe they're just like less urgent problems. And don't forget that none of this is totally under wraps. So your voice can still influence these cuts. The Washington State Public Health Association and our partner advocates are going to be working in full force to defend public health funding. That's like our main priority this year. And you can still have a voice. Your stories and your data are going to make a difference with deciding what to cut.
That's actually really good to know. And it's very encouraging. Okay, you said yesterday was the start of session, the opening ceremonies. So what's happening the rest of the week?
Well, from now until the first cutoff, which remember I said is all the way out at February 21st, you are going to see bills introduced daily. Remember that they are going to get sorted into their policy committees or their subject matter committees. And then most bills are going to get scheduled for hearings, but not all bills. Remember, we talked about this last year. They don't They don't always get scheduled for hearing for political reasons.
And remind me again, what is a hearing?
A hearing is the bill's first 15 minutes of fame. So it's where the legislator who is leading the bill, called the bill sponsor, they get to talk to the policy committee about why this bill is important to them or the state or their voters. And not only that, this is where the experts and everyday people like you and me get to chime in, either in person or from your bedroom in your yoga pants and your professional shirt. You can do this online. Yeah. You are going to have 1 to 3 minutes to make your point, present your story, talk about the data. So it's really fast, but it's also really important that you get involved.
Yes. Okay. So what do we want people to do this week?
I've mentioned a lot of different ideas that people might want a little bit more information about. So I'd recommend doing a deeper dive on those things. We'll put resources in the show notes. Things like the cutoff calendar and how to track bills. If you're contacting your legislators using public funds, like if you are a government employee or you're working under a grant, then I recommend you watch the advocacy versus lobbying webinar this week too. We're going to put all of those things in the show notes so that you can just go into your app and check out the resources. But we also have resources on the front page of our website, www.wspha.org.
Yes. And oh, please don't forget to email your legislators. Let them know you're here as a resource. I promise they are not as scary as it seems. They're very nice and they want to hear from you.
Yes. Yes, Gloria. That is a great first week activity. So we'll also put the list of legislators' email addresses, including their legislative assistance addresses, in the resource list as well. We're committed to making this a bite-sized weekly podcast, so we are all done for the day. Share this with your colleagues, your friends, your family. These skills that we're talking about are not just useful for people in health-related fields. These skills are the ones that you need to be civically engaged in Washington beyond voting.
Yes. I am feeling really good about this. Woo-hoo. Okay, everyone, have a great week. We'll be back next Tuesday, January 21st, for the Scoop on Week 2.
All right. Thank you for listening to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. We'll talk to you soon. Mm-hmm.